WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 7. The temperature is 46. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. In case you're wondering, 2.69, the rainfall from the most recent round of rains that began last Thursday night through the weekend at Eastwood Airport. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes several traffic items. The list includes making a no parking zone on the access road parallel to Texas south of Walton in front of many businesses from Acme Glass down to Chili's. Another change would make an all-way stop at Jones & Butler and Holloman south of the Penberthy Fields on West Campus. And another replacement of traffic signals is proposed at the intersection of 2818 and Southwood. It's been more than a year and a half since the Bryan School Board agreed to an economic development agreement that helped bring the Axis Pipe and Tube plant to town. That program, called Chapter 313, has come under fire from the Texas State Auditor. Dallas Morning News obtained a copy of John Keel's report, which recommends the legislature require independent verification of jobs being created in exchange for $200 million of tax breaks statewide. At Axis, a minimum 285 jobs are supposed to be created. Bryan ISD will receive an estimated $1.6 million and be compensated for any loss of state funding in exchange for Axis receiving $7 million in tax breaks. Blue and green are the colors for those living in the College Station School District to choose next year's calendar. Superintendent Clark Ely says the annual online survey is out.
The blue calendar has what we traditionally had, which is the fall semester ending before the Christmas break and the spring semester ending at the very end of May.
The green calendar, different from past years, adding Labor Day as a holiday and a full week of vacation at Thanksgiving, but that would cause the end of the first semester to take place after Christmas break and the school year continuing through the first week of June. Link to the surveys online at WTAW.com. McDonald's Restaurants has lost its first attempt to set aside a $27 million judgment made by a Brazos County District Court jury last summer. Families of two Blinn College students who died in a crash 2 years ago in College Station took McDonald's to court, saying lax security led to their deaths. Those who died were with another couple when the men were beaten in the parking lot of the Northgate McDonald's. Their girlfriends tried to get them to the hospital, but the driver ran a red light at Texas and Holloman and their SUV struck a pickup. While the 15th anniversary of the bonfire collapse has come and gone, you might not be aware of a second memorial that's south of the campus. City of College Station Communications Director Jay Sokol recently posted a blog about 12 markers and lampposts around the perimeter of Bryson Park. They were originally dedicated in 2000 on the first anniversary of the collapse. The markers were restored a couple of months ago.
It's understated. It's certainly not meant to try to compete with what's on campus, because that's just magnificent and is truly a destination. But this was meant to complement those things from the city's perspective, I think.
Bryson Park, located south of campus along Dexter Drive, a link to the blog online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:08, the temperature now 46. News brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Ooh, the weather was so nice yesterday. There were so many things that I wanted to see, so I just DVR'd it. That's thanks to my friends at Suddenlink. The technology that they have where you can drag that stuff around with you now is absolutely incredible. With the whole Suddenlink to go thing, it's available for iPad and even other devices now. You can watch live TV like Fox News, Fox Business, USA, etc., and you can do it all by just load it onto your iPhone or iPad, which makes it very, very handy. And if you're switching up, do it today, because you can save a ton with the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 internet, home phone, and they bundle that all together, and you're going to save a stack of cash. It's one of the best product lineups they've ever had. You can talk to them live and in person, 4114 East 29th Street. It's right down there by the TV station. Or you can go online. It's even easier than before at suddenlink.com. Do what I did. I've been a Suddenlink subscriber now for almost 20 years, and it's always been a home run with me. Works like a charm every time. And having had a dish and seen what this kind of weather we just had did to it, is suddenly definitely the way to go.
There's always a special at your Rattlers convenience stores, and November has some great ones, like buy any Golden Flakes chips, get a small fountain drink free, or any gum or mints for only a dollar with your Rattlers rewards card. Also get 12 packs of imported beer for just $13.99. Check out their everyday low prices on 1 gallon of milk, only $2.99, a loaf of white bread, only 99 cents, and a dozen eggs, only $1.09. And don't forget Rattlers twofers, like two Bon Appetit Bear Claws, two for only $3. Starbucks Frappuccino, only $2.22 when you buy two. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning at 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Bright sunshine for today. We'll find temperatures somewhere between 60 and 65 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow should be partly to at times mostly sunny. Temperatures will return to about 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. High pressure will stay in control of the weather tomorrow night. Clear, lows will drop down to 35 to 40. Wednesday, sunshine. Highs will be anywhere from 65 to 70 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a shake with high school football action over the weekend. We also have A&M basketball, volleyball, and A&M soccer advances to the quarterfinals of the NCAA championships. All that and more in sports at about 7:50.
Man, those people in Buffalo on top of all that snow, now it's melting, huh?
Yeah.
They're grousing about the water.
Supposed to see something like 60 degrees today.
Well, why can't they play the football game there then? Never mind.
Because it becomes Wilson Lakefield.
Yeah, that's probably right. Probably kind of out there. So, no doubt a quality turkey is an important part of your great thanks. Oh, by the way, happy first non-productive week as we head to the end of the year. How many non-productive weeks are we going to have between now and the end of the year?
At least three.
Yeah, because we got this thing going on. And, you know, how many things do you have to do? You go, but I'm only working 3 days this week. I can't do it. I just can't get it done.
And they're the lucky ones.
Yeah. And so, you know, then you'll put that off. And then you'll go, it's the first week of December. I mean, I can't get anything done. So
I got to go shopping.
Yeah, exactly. You have to go do that. Yeah, because you're tired out from Black Friday that's happening, or Thanksgiving if you're shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
Or a football game.
Yeah, whatever. Or football games.
I was going to say plural.
Yeah, won't be able to do that. So that'll hurt your productivity. And then, well, you're looking at Christmas. It's, you know, it's only 3 weeks away. How will you ever have time for that? Have you thought about the fact that you're down to like two paychecks before Christmas? Have you thought about that? Anyway, no doubt a quality turkey is important for your great Thanksgiving meal, but the proper preparation makes all the difference. And you can even make a bargain bird.
How can you tell the difference?
Yeah, it's a turkey. Once you take the little wrapper off, it's all the same. But if you decide to splurge a little bit, be prepared. Well, Erica Miller's family thought that she was nuts when she dropped $200 on a single turkey.
What do we know about it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Maybe you get a little bio with it about the bird, how he was raised, who his friends were.
This deserves at least a cursory. What's the person's name again?
Her name is, Erica Meyer, I guess. M-A-M-A-I-E-R.
Oh.
See if we can get Erica's story here.
Yeah, Erica Meyer, turkey.
Once the Florida mom of two served the slow-roasted bird garnished with butter, salt, and pepper.
Here we go.
Her 19-member family last year.
From the Orlando Sentinel.
They begged for leftovers. She continues to buy the pricey turkeys because they are allowed to roam freely outdoors instead of being
cooped up. For more
than
51% of their lifetimes, according to the U.S. Ag Department.
Really? Free-range turkeys? Is that what we're talking about?
We are talking free-range turkeys. Yes.
Kevin, if you haven't had any of the free-range turkey, who are you to make a judgment?
The operator of the farm,
yeah.
We rely on a really different customer. Uh-huh. They really want to know us.
They got
they
more money
want
than they
to
got
come
sense.
On our farm. It's really that sense of community that you're shooting for.
It don't matter if you're dumping it in a big thing of oil. If you boil that thing in oil, it don't matter.
450-acre farm featuring high-quality feed that has not been genetically modified.
Making my head hurt. Let's go for the turkey roll.
$12 a pound.
Man, does it say how many birds they sell?
I'm looking.
Nationally, the $18 billion turkey business generates big bucks each year. In 2012, more than 210 million turkeys consumed by U.S. Americans. Nearly 88% of U.S. Americans said they eat turkey during Thanksgiving. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that Americans will pay about $1.35. What'd you say? They're going how much? $2 a pound?
No, 12.
$12 a pound.
And okay. And more about the purchaser.
Yes. Yes.
Let's see. But once the mother of two served the slow roasted bird garnished with butter, salt, and pepper to her 19-member family last year, they instantly begged for leftovers.
Begging for leftovers. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, you know, someone is laughing all the way to the bank thinking about how gullible we are.
Yeah, you're right. What was that movie with Marlon Brando where he played they fed people just regular food, but they made him think it was like eagle and all these rare birds and rare fowl. I forget what that was called. Anyway, yeah, who knows?
The national turkey business, $18 billion a year.
Man.
According to, the National Turkey Federation.
Now, this will make you feel good about yourself at 7:17. New study from the University of Toronto claims the more education you have, the more stressed you are. So if you're feeling stressed, it's because you're smart. Okay? Feel good about that. They studied mastery, or how to control the things that people feel about their lives. How much control do you have over your life? They ask how much someone would agree or disagree with statements like, you have little control over the things that happen to you, or you often feel helpless in dealing with the problems in your life. The university graduates had the highest level of mastery, which the researchers say associates higher earnings and lower exposure to financial strain compared to your non-graduates. Though graduates felt they had more control than people who hadn't graduated from college, they also felt more stressed. Study participants showed signs of being overworked, experiencing high job pressure, and having a work-to-family conflict. Work to family conflict. And by the way, if you're feeling bad today because it's Monday, nope. Got a new study for that one, too. Who gets the money for these things? Who gets the money for these studies? You may say you hate Mondays, but in fact, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are equally despised. Of course, Friday's the only one that wins.
You know, we should start applying for those.
Yeah, the grants?
Yeah, because I'm thinking with the phone that we have,
yeah,
we can take studies this way. So what do you think about
fill in
the blank?
Yeah, but see, there has to be some methodology. You know, you have to talk to your stat guys about this, but there has to be some methodology involved in a representative sample.
No, there doesn't. It's a Brian Broadcasting poll, phone poll.
As long as you determine the parameters.
Yeah, or most importantly, as long as you get the money. As long as they give you the money, they can
do
that.
As long as the check don't bounce.
That's right. We're going to talk eating patterns. It'll tell you a lot about others. We're going to do that tomorrow. I'm not going to do it today.
And see, and so thrown out of whack around here because how many of us are tailgating Thursday?
Yeah, see, that's
pretty much the entire staff.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a strange, different kind of a thing here. And
which in itself is its own great grant funded study.
But just think, anytime you can bring
especially when you can go from tailgate to tailgate to tailgate.
Yeah. And anytime you can bring Cajuns into your Thanksgiving celebration, you certainly want to do that.
I'm more curious. I really want to walk around the stadium just to get a nose full.
Uh-huh.
I want to see what Thanksgiving smells.
Yeah, what they do. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Find the purple and gold and go, can I just smell over here for a minute?
Yeah, what are you doing over here? That's it, exactly. Oh, this will make you feel, I don't know, among the more important maybe. A new report says that almost half of the world's population will have regular internet access by 2018. Half of the world, okay? The report predicts that by then, 3.6 billion people will have access to the internet at least once a month.
who were we talking to on Friday? That one of the Slavic nations.
Oh yeah,
had like 80% penetration.
Yeah,
was it
Romania?
Something like that.
I think Patrick was telling us about that Romania and how actually what they'd done is they just kind of jerry-rigged a network together and they ended up with that kind of.
I mean, they've got like I think 50% of that region has indoor plumbing.
Yeah, yeah, and
80% has internet.
Let's talk about what's important, right? What started as a minor fight between two sophomore students at Rigetti High School in Santa Maria, California, ended up in a major food fight. Law enforcement officials were called. Six people ended up being arrested for attacking the police who were allegedly hitting a female student. Not sure about all of that, but the department is backing its actions. The campus brawl brought in police, firefighters, state highway patrol officers, and caused a 90-minute lockdown.
Where's the outrage there?
Yeah, and early dismissal. One cop was shot in the back with nacho cheese, it says here, with a photo ending up on Twitter.
He was shot in the back.
Yeah.
With nacho cheese. How does one shoot
nacho cheese? I'm not sure, but they got it on Twitter, and so you can probably see it.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Well, of course, you know, you're well past the time when you can get that new piece of dining room furniture for Amish Furniture for generations in time for the holidays. We had that discussion a long time ago because the furniture that you get at Amish Furniture for Generations takes time. It's handcrafted, bench built by Amish craftsmen using the best solid woods. And you get a chance to pick the finish that you want on it. You pick the wood, pick the finish, pick the stain. And you have the piece of furniture that you want. So buying furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any other store. That does not mean that you cannot get gifts at Amish Furniture for Generations, because you can. They have house accent gifts. Great opportunities for you to go in, pick up quality accent pieces for your home or somebody else's or their office. And it's a great gift. Amish Furniture for Generations will be glad to show you that. And once you talk to Kent and find out how that furniture is made and why it's made the way that it is, you see that, in fact, the name of the store is exactly correct. It is Amish Furniture, and it is built to last for generations. These are future heirlooms that you find when you go there. So stop in and see them at the Boonville Shopping Center, black and white awning right there that says Amish Furniture for Generations, down from the Kroger store. Amish Furniture for Generations. Yes, furniture for your home and your office, and outdoors, that takes a while to build, but accent items that are available for gift giving there now.
A&N Carpet One Floor and Home is having the biggest sale ever.
Enjoy savings up to 50% off beautiful new carpet and take advantage of special store-wide 12-month special financing. Plus, you can save up to 30% on select hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too.
Hurry, this big sale ends November 23rd.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, I'm not old enough to have old, tired bones yet, but I'll tell you what, after a weekend of chasing around an 8-year-old, yeah, I was a little old and tired on Sunday night. It was very nice to settle into my sleep number bed. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my sleep number setting is actually 70. Now, I jacked that up and made it a little firmer yesterday just because that's what I felt like doing. And with the Sleep Number technology, you can do just that. And you can do it independently of the other side of the bed. So if your partner wants it a little softer, that can be taken care of. They've got dual air technology on both sides, so you can adjust the comfort and the temperature, too. So you can find out more about that. And the Sleep IQ system is absolutely awesome because it can track how well you slept. So if you decide, you know, I'm going to do a little firmer tonight, well, you look at the app on your phone and it says maybe that wasn't the way to go. So you set it back down a little softer and you'll get a better night's rest. Go get your sleep number. You can find your sleep number setting at the Sleep Number store on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. Drift in, get your sleep number, and get a better night's sleep starting today.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, coming up on 725. 3,000 people were evacuated from their homes in the center of the French city of Rennes, I believe, yesterday, when a huge British bomb from World War II was defused 550-pound bomb found near the town hall in the city center during the building of a new train line. Police evacuated all the homes and businesses within 300 yards of the scene, including a fire station, 90 residents, and a retirement home as well. Still finding these things from World War II.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In the middle of the city. Police in Windsor, Ontario, looking for a person who stole more than $1,500 worth of gum from a number of convenience stores.
$1,500?
I wonder what that goes for on the open market.
Well, I'm just thinking, stocking stuffers. That's all. We're getting stocking stuffers.
For who?
I don't know. I can't.
You don't know how old the suspect is?
One store video appears to show the suspect stealing 11 boxes of gum. Doesn't say how old said suspect is. And is it the... Is it stick type gum? I remember hearing or
the big league chew, or
yeah, could it be the shredded gum? Mike Nichols, who passed away last week, they heard a little interview with him, and he said, you know, the first time he had Chiclets, he ate it. I mean, what do you do, right? He didn't know what to do with it. So, what kind of gum is it? Nonetheless, $1,500 worth of gum stolen in Ontario simply because they could. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. It's actually a little bit chilly today because we've got north winds. So, and yesterday was windy, but it was from the south, so it felt a little bit different. Anyhow, we've got northerly winds this morning, so it feels a little bit cool, but we are on to a great week. There's no mention of rain anywhere in the forecast all week long. Look for a high temperature today of 65 degrees, about 41 tonight, and then we'll have basically the same thing tomorrow. And then we start... really kind of a warming trend that goes all the way through the weekend, and we're going to be up in the 70s, and again, with no mention of rain, because we've had enough for a while, and just go out there and enjoy it. All right, now the winds are from the northwest at 7. We have 77% relative humidity. The chill factor is 41 right now, and our air temperature is 45 degrees.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If you believe Obama's security at the southern border isn't a problem, other than a little blip in traffic when a few kids came in by themselves, almost nobody is crossing the border illegally. It hasn't been this safe since the 1970s. If you believe Obama, Republicans are the sole reason we do not have comprehensive immigration laws. So Obama had to act on his own. American voters were exceedingly generous to Obama. When they elected him president in 2008, they took out his opposition. They gave him the whole enchilada. His political party controlled the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. They could have passed total amnesty for every illegal immigrant in America. And it would have been legal. It would have been constitutional. And Republicans could not have done a thing to stop it. Instead, Obama told Hispanic activists to get to the back of the bus while he used his Democrat majority to ram Obamacare down our throat. And then he promised action this summer until it looked like it would hurt Democrats in the elections. So he kicked Hispanic activists to the curb again. And now, 6 years later, activists have their payoff. Obama held up a BB gun to the Constitution on primetime TV and fired away. In one speech, he bestowed new rights on millions who broke the law to come here. He usurped Congress's constitutional right to make law. If you believe Obama, it's legal. But if you believe Obama, well, then you'll believe anything.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50... half of all men have an enlarged prostate. This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate Free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 8. The temperature is 45. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. The College Station City Council's poised to sell another large tract of land. Tonight's council agenda includes getting $1.5 million for 63 acres along Rock Prairie Road west of Lick Creek Park. This deal follows the recent closing of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center to private developers. A variety of proposed zoning changes are also on tonight's council agenda. Two would lead to building townhomes along South Harvey Mitchell Parkway, one between Dartmouth and the freeway, and the other between Southwood and Rio Grande on the north side of 2818. Council will also consider requests for a hookah lounge in the Park Place Shopping Center at Texas and Southwest Parkway, a cell phone tower at Victoria and Graham, and a convenience store and restaurant on Welburn Road just south of William D. Fitch. Last July, a Brazos County District Court jury ruled the Northgate McDonald's was responsible for the deaths of two teenagers. On Friday, the trial judge upheld the jury's 10-2 decision and ordered McDonald's to pay $27 million to the families of the deceased. 18-year-old Denton James Ward of Fire Mound and 19-year-old Lauren Bailey Crisp of Dripping Springs were killed in a crash in February 2012. They were among four Blinn College students in an SUV that ran a red light at Texas and Holloman and was struck by a pickup. Men were being driven to the hospital after they were injured during a fight at the McDonald's parking lot. Lawyers representing Ward and Crisp argued McDonald's lack of security led to their deaths. Attorneys for McDonald's Texas, McDonald's USA, and McDonald's Corporation say there was no evidence the management of the Northgate restaurant was responsible for the deaths. A Texas A&M student is accused of selling ecstasy out of her dorm room. The roommate of 18-year-old Ashton Penny of Mansfield contacted UPD last month. By the time a search warrant was obtained, Penny had moved out of Dunn Hall. But officers still found, among other things, 150 gel capsules believed to contain the narcotic drug, along with another 1,000 empty capsules, four small baggies of ecstasy, seven baggies of marijuana, and a variety of drug paraphernalia. Penny's out of jail on bond after she turned herself in last week. Another Texas A&M student who went to the president's office in order to change her major was taken to the Brazos County Jail. 19-year-old Cecilia Caruso of Arizona was arrested on multiple charges by university police, including kicking an officer twice in the groin area. According to the arrest report, Caruso was told she would not be able to see Interim President Mark Hussey. His chief of staff explained the process of changing majors, but in the end, three officers carried Caruso out of the administration building, which began with the second officer being kicked in the thigh. The state's economic development program used by the Bryan School District for the first time last year has come under fire by the state auditor. John Keel's report obtained by the Dallas Morning News calls on the legislature to set tighter policies on school board members and district employees who handle tax break applications. Over a 10-year period, Bryan ISD will receive an estimated $1.6 million from Axis Pipe and Tube and will be compensated for any loss in state funding. In exchange, Axis projects property tax savings of $7 million. Axis recently opened its $150 million plant north of Bryan. Full employment is projected at 285. If you live in the College Station School District, it's time again to choose a calendar for the school year, that being 2015-16. As usual, there are two choices. Superintendent Clark Ely says blue is a schedule kept the last few years, with the fall semester ending at Christmas and the school year going through the end of May.
The green option looks a little different in that it has Labor Day as a holiday. It has a full week of a vacation at Thanksgiving, but it does have the fall semester ending after Christmas break, and it does have the second semester, the spring semester, ending the first week in June.
On our website at WTAW.com, a link to the CSISD survey. Also on our website, a link to a blog recently written by the City of College Station's communications director about the city's memorial to the bonfire collapse.
A friend of mine who lives not far from there, who said, you know, I jog by and through that park all the time, and I've never really stopped to notice those markers in the lamppost that you described in this blog post. And I thought that was interesting. It's so understated that you can very easily miss it.
Jay Sokol says the memorial at Bryson Park was dedicated in 2000, the year after the collapse. The memorial, as Jay referred to, included a dozen markers. Those markers were restored just a couple of months ago. Bryson Park, south of campus, off George Bush along Dexter Drive. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 45. News brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com. They employ only the top-of-the-line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 738. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will build across the region between today and Wednesday. If you're going to be traveling anytime the next 72 hours in the local area for your Thanksgiving holiday, the weather looks very good for that. Sunshine, 60 to 65 for today. Partly cloudy overnight, 35 to 40. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine is back Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Thought the team finished off the win well. We went through a couple games this season where we didn't finish games off.
They certainly did with a come-from-behind win after being up for most of the first half. That's head coach from soccer, G. Guerrieri. We'll have more on the soccer team. A&M men's basketball was in action in Puerto Rico. Women's volleyball, NFL, and more. We'll do it for you in sports here in about 11 minutes.
7:39 in a scene right out of Blazing Saddles, the Phoenix man arrested for allegedly punching a police horse.
Remember Mungo when like candy. Yeah,
Mungo knocked that horse down. Anyway, officer was trying to break up a fight when one Bryson Albert punched the officer's horse. Officers also reported finding marijuana and drug paraphernalia in his pants pocket. Reported told police the pants belonged to his brother. Oh, that's it. Hang your brother out on that one. Way to go. Very nice. Okay, so let's say you've had a pleasant experience, okay? Like a trip or something. Do you remember the beginning, the middle, or the end? Because every experience has three parts. Which part of that experience do people remember the most? Well, whether it's a party or a meeting or a trip to Disneyland, you are most likely to remember the beginning and the end of the experience more than what happened in the middle. And Walt Disney knew this, and that's why when you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you'll notice something very interesting, and that is the experience in the parking lot is usually about as pleasant as a parking lot experience can be. The attendants and tram operators always wear nice uniforms, are always well-trained, they're always well-organized, and they make the experience as brief as possible because research shows that if you had a great time inside the Disney park, if it's your first trip or your last trip, the most important part is the beginning and the end, and that is the parking lot. That is where that is, so you want to make sure that that is pleasant because if it's not, it'll taint your memory of the entire trip. You can use that information to your advantage when you host an experience. Make sure that the beginning and the end are as pleasurable as possible for all the participants. Just a little something to help you out. And how did marshmallows end up on top of sweet potatoes?
I don't know. That
what
is
a great transition.
Thank you. That's it. It's because I'm a radio professional.
It's a question that's been plaguing Americans. And
I have it for you.
Do you now?
I do, as a matter of fact. It's part of our stuff to know about Thanksgiving. First of
is
all,
is that pun intended? Stuff to
stuff,
know about.
Yeah, thank you.
Kaboom ching.
When was the first Thanksgiving? It's complicated, but the reasonably good answer is October of 1621. Half of the passengers of the Mayflower in December of 1620, about 100 passengers, did not survive the first winter, says Kenneth Davis, who's the author of Don't Know Much About History. He's done a series of those books. Those remained expressed their gratitude in a day of prayer and fasting. So they're thinking October 1621. So how did Thanksgiving land on the fourth Thursday of November? You can thank FDR for that.
Yep.
He said it there. But then retailers, in the midst of the Depression, asked him to bump it up a week to create more shopping days between then and Christmas. He agreed. Republicans in Congress fought him on it. That's what they were fighting about back then.
That's funny.
So in 1939, there were two Thanksgivings. There was Roosevelt's Democrat Thanksgiving, which was known as Franksgiving. And 2 days later, Davis says, a true national holiday was created on the fourth Thursday in November.
Well, it's funny that they celebrated with fasting, and now it's so terribly
it's gluttony.
Gluttonous.
That's right. When did we start pardoning turkeys? That was George H.W. Bush. He was the first.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting because, you know, when was the last time a turkey committed a felony? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that we're aware of.
Yeah.
They're really good at it, yeah. Baby.
The term Black Friday came to be used in Philadelphia by police officers to describe that rush of shoppers on the day after Thanksgiving who would resist traffic jams and clog the streets. And as a matter of fact, according to linguist Ben Zemry, says we've got the evidence that it goes back to 1961 in Philadelphia. That's when they started using Black Friday.
Really? I thought that was because that's when stores went into the black.
Exactly. I know. This is what Ben Zimmer's story is. And finally, who gets the credit for topping sweet potatoes with marshmallows?
Who?
The Cracker Jack Company. Huh?
Really?
Yep. They put out a small booklet of recipes because they used to do marshmallows a long time ago, too. In 1917, they put out a small booklet with these recipes to encourage people to actually cook with marshmallows. And virtually all those recipes died with the publication of their little book, but the marshmallow sweet potato thing somehow has survived and, in fact, thrived.
Because it works.
I guess. It makes the kiddos eat them?
Sure.
Is that the idea? I don't know. Sweet potatoes are pretty good, but, you know, that's a grown-up talking. But just saying. So there you go. And who knew? Cracker Jack marshmallows?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's why we do the show.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, Sleep habits and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual Well Check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual Well Check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on Well Checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA, BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parents want their teenagers to learn important life lessons. I know I do, but there's one area moms and dads usually overlook: marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Right now, a lot of you are probably thinking, what? Talk to my teenagers about marriage? Well, I'm just hoping to get them through the dating years. But stay with me, because conversations about marriage aren't something that should be ignored in the teen years. Marriage is an enormous commitment, and we parents generally do very little to prepare our children for it. And that's why I think it's best to weave healthy principles about marriage throughout a child's upbringing. Boys should be taught from a young age what it means to serve their wife, to honor her, and to treat her with dignity. Girls should learn the value of motherhood and how marriage can enhance her identity as a woman. Values like these have a positive impact on single young adults, which makes them better equipped to have a healthy dating life. And that means they'll be more likely to wait for the right relationship instead of jumping into the first thing that comes along. So don't wait until your kids are deeply entrenched in a romantic relationship before talking to them about marriage. Teach them throughout childhood how to have a healthy relationship so they'll be able to make good decisions when it counts. To help your kids' marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. High school playoff action saw the Bryan Hype Vikings beat Magnolia 49-34. They'll play Richmond George Ranch at Waller. Pregame set for 5:30 and a 6 o'clock kickoff. That game can be heard on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Navasota Rattlers eliminated Chapel Hill 49-28. They'll head back to Buddy Moorhead Stadium, I believe for the third time in Conroe, to take on El Campo Friday. Pregame at 6:30 and a 7 o'clock kickoff up for that one. And that one's on Navasota News 1550. And St. Joe's knocked off Central Texas Christian 47-25. We'll hop from the gridiron to the pitch, where Texas A&M soccer senior Kelly Minogue continued her postseason offensive prowess and propelled the number 5 Aggies to a 2-1 win over number 12 Notre Dame in the NCAA Division Championship third round match at Ellis yesterday. Minogue tallied a pair of goals for her third multiple goal match of the tournament. McKinney, Texas native, pushed the game winner across with just under 9 minutes left to play. And head coach G. Guerreri said the win really showed how the team had matured over the course of the season.
Thought the team finished off the win well. We went through a couple games this season where we didn't finish games off very well early on, and they've learned. And now it's kind of money in the bank the way they've handled the last few.
The ladies get to host the NCAA quarterfinals because they're a number one seat. That'll happen Saturday as they welcome number 8 Penn State. Match starts at 7 o'clock. Aggie football has been up and down for the latter part of this season with 3 losses in a row. Then they knocked off, at the time, number 3 Auburn, and then stumbled to Missouri. With the chaotic nature of this season, Coach Sumlin has put a lot of importance in this game, including with the recruiting part.
We have similar records. They want to end their year on a positive note, just like we do, and put yourself in a decent bowl scenario. And, you know, you got a lot of guys in this game from a region of about 300 miles. We've got guys from Louisiana that have pride in Texas, and they've got guys from Louisiana and Texas that have pride in this game. And it'll be a lot of family celebrating Thanksgiving in Kyle Field, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to celebrate after the game.
A&M and LSU Thursday. The Thanksgiving Day tradition continues with the pregame show that starts in the fan zone at 3:30. Pregame show with Dave and Dave starts at 5:30, and the kickoff is set for 6:30. On Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Aggie basketball was also in action over the weekend, and Daniel House had 18 points, and Texas A&M rallied from 12 down to beat New Mexico 64-51 in the 5th place game at the Puerto Rico tip-off. The guys will welcome New Orleans. That game is Friday at noon. Aggie volleyball celebrated senior day with a straight set sweep against Missouri in the Aggies' final appearance of the regular season at Reed Arena. A&M closes out their regular season with a pair of road matches in the Magnolia State. Aggs will face Mississippi State Wednesday at 7, then they'll play their regular season finale against Ole Miss Friday. First serve for that is at 4. In the NFL.
Romo in an empty gun, looking left, looking middle, pumps, looking right, looking left, standing, throwing it in the end zone, touchdown, Dez Bryant.
Tony Romo threw 2 touchdown passes to Dez Bryant, the winner from 13 yards out with 101 left, and the Dallas Cowboys came back to beat the New York Football Giants 31-28. Here's Tony Romo on the game-winning drive.
As you gain through experience a little bit, just the understanding of where your mindset needs to be to win the games, then they're different. You know, when there's 40 seconds on the clock with no timeouts, that's different than 2 minutes, you know, with 2 timeouts. And so you've been through it, and so you can kind of give yourself an advantage just mentally, knowing how to attack defenses on that day, and you go do it.
Cowboys have a quick turnaround. They'll play again on Thursday against Philadelphia, the division leader. Kickoff for that game scheduled for 3:30. Down the road in Houston, Andy Dalton threw for 233 yards and a touchdown to give the Cincinnati Bengals a 22-13 win over the Houston Texans. Houston had cut the lead to 3 late in the third quarter, then since he tacked on a couple field goals late in the fourth to secure the win. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien said Houston was flat in all facets of the game.
Didn't play good enough, really in all 3 phases. You know, I'd get in here tomorrow, get back to work, you know, still a lot to play for. And we need to get back to work tomorrow and get these things corrected.
Houston gets back to work next Sunday at NRG Stadium. They'll play Tennessee for a noon kickoff. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business.
I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
About 4 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So, better for your lungs, worse for your hard drives. E-cigarettes can potentially infect a computer.
What?
Yep. If plugged into charge.
Get out of
many
here.
Many e-cigarettes can be charged over a USB. Had no idea. Either with a special cable or by plugging the cigarette itself directly in the USB port? Is that right? Wow. That might be a USB port on the computer, and if so, that means that that cheap e-cigarette from that untrustworthy supplier gains physical access to your device. One e-cig user had a malware infection on his computer from which the source could not be determined, and after all the traditional means of infection were covered, a tech expert started looking at all the other possibilities that it might be. The ones made in China, those e-cigarettes, had a malware hard-coded into the charger.
How creative.
So is that's how they're going to bring about the fall of the United States, by putting malware in our e-cigs?
One vape at a time.
I guess so. Anyway, and when plugged into the computer's USB port, the malware phoned home and infected the system.
Wow. Holy cow.
So you see, no matter what you do, it's just
that's crazy.
I know. It could happen. The 30th anniversary Band-Aid single, Do You Know It's Christmas, is the fastest-selling single in the U.K. for 2014.
No kidding.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, that's because they've kept it off all the free sites.
I guess that's probably right. Debuted at number one yesterday, selling 312,000 copies since it was released last Monday. Sir Bob Geldof.
Is still with us.
He is. Yep. Said more than $1.5 million has been raised so far from the sales of the single to fight Ebola in West Africa. Well, I thought they used it for other stuff to begin with, but nonetheless, maybe that's what they're using it for now. Okay, doctors in China showing dads-to-be what it's like to give birth. Okay.
Nice for them to catch up with the rest of us.
The maternity hospital in Shandong Province has been doling out electric shocks to fathers who are brave enough to try it. The electric shock current is sent straight into the men's abdomen and intended to simulate the pain of childbirth. Over a period of 5 minutes, the intensity of the electric shock increases and causes men to writhe in agony. One volunteer said, it felt like my heart and lungs were being ripped out. Organizers hope the experience will make men more sensitive to their wives.
Holy cow.
Look for that coming to a Lamaze class near you.
Yeah. Probably not. I guess y'all heard about this over the weekend. You know, what had happened is this guy named Melvin Gordon last week had rushed for 408 yards.
Yep.
He's from Wisconsin against Nebraska. I mean, 408 yards, which was really cool because that beat the LaDainian Tomlinson record by 2 yards.
Which was 15 years old.
Yeah, I mean, this is a record that has been around for a long time. It lasts for, what, a week?
Right at.
This guy from Oklahoma, apparently, in their win over Kansas, rushed for 427 yards.
Well, they were playing Sister Mary School Front.
They're
like
playing
mothers
Kansas.
For
They're playing Kansas. That's a real team.
No, it's not.
No, it's a university. You can name what town it's in, so it's a university. What's interesting is the record for any single game is 455 yards, set by Western Connecticut State's Octavius McCoy, 455 yards.
That's I can't imagine how tired you'd be.
Oh, man. What do you mean I get the ball again? Well, probably some long runs involved in there. Anyway, if you're interested, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about MIT and their football team.
MIT has a football team?
They're in the playoffs, buddy. I'm just saying. They made the playoffs in Division III. It's what made me think of it when I saw that. 64 for a high temperature today, about 41 for a low tonight. Winds out of the north, so it's going to be a little bit chilly. They'll shift around to the southwest tomorrow. 45 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.